January 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there is a nefarious undercurrent in this effort to impeach your president. Pray that your senators tenaciously stand for the truth. Free will is the deciding factor in this evil effort. Much good will be accomplished if this effort is defeated. Prayer can make the difference. As with anything in this earthly existence, nothing is for certain. Therefore, pray that truth wins out again, as it did when the people elected Mr. Trump. There are no reasons for impeachment. This effort on behalf of malcontents has cheapened the impeachment process into a political tool. Now, it would seem, no election is final. It is not according to my will that reputations are maligned at the whim of an ambitious few. Once again, I call for unity and peace. Do not allow factious opinions and agendas to divide. Be of one mind and one heart. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.